It's Wednesday, April 12th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic State terror group executed over 140 civilians on April 3rd who tried to escape jihadi-held territory in western Mosul, Iraq, reports the Kurdish Regional Security Council. As the Islamic State continues to be pushed out of its territory in Iraq, the jihadis have been known to systematically kill those caught trying to flee from its territories. Psalm 34:16 says, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." Christians in India are being accused of forcibly converting people at a medical camp. Three of them were taken into custody by the police on Sunday. William Stark of International Christian Concern told The Worldview why these accusations were made.
In the most recent case we saw in Madhya Pradesh, there was a medical camp that Christians were running, and there was a complaint by one of the Hindu villagers that said they said to me that I would be healed if I believed in Jesus Christ. So his accusation basically said they were trying to induce me to convert to another religion, which wasn't the intention of the person that was sharing their faith.
Stark said that this was not a case of forced conversion, but radical Hindus often use the conversion laws to oppose Christ followers.
Unfortunately, now you're seeing more and more ultra-Hindu nationalists who, if you're out proselytizing or spreading the message or even handing out Bibles in public places, that can lead to you, one, being beaten, and then, two, being brought to a police station with the accusation that you're trying to forcibly convert people.
Stark said that sharing the Christian faith is not prohibited by law.
It is legal for an individual to share their faith with another person. Under India's constitution, I think it's Article 25, individuals have the right to freely believe, practice, and propagate a faith of their choosing, which propagate would seem to say you can share your faith with another person, whether they ask or not.
President Donald Trump said yesterday that North Korea is, quote, looking for trouble, unquote, and vowed to get the murderous regime of dictator Kim Jong-un under control with or without China's help. Trump sent the warning in a pair of tweets just days after he met with the Chinese president. Trump indicated a favorable trade deal could await China if they stepped up pressure on North Korea. Adding to tensions, the Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that activity appeared to be taking place at a North Korean nuclear test site ahead of the April 15th anniversary of the communist country's founding. As Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepared to meet with his counterpart in Moscow yesterday, the White House accused the Russian government of engaging in a cover-up of the chemical weapons attack.